This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This goes to the law offices of Isaacs and Isaacs, attorney Chris Moeller. Dear Mr. Moeller, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Brittany Jones, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Brittany, last name Jones, period. I performed an independent medical evaluation, comma, reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 26-year-old female, height 5'9", weight 165 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident, period. The patient was the passenger in the rear with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was jerked, period. The patient hit her head, arms, and legs on the vehicle, period. She had immediate pain in her right hip, comma, buttocks, comma, bilateral knees, comma, right arm, comma, upper back, comma, and head, period. Despite treatment, present day, she is still having pain in her right hip, period. She also had metal from the car that lacerated her left buttocks, resulting in an unsightly scar, period. This was a severe accident where the vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. She was in a Toyota Avalon, period. Her vehicle was rear-ended in a police chase, period. The vehicle was rear-ended by another vehicle and pushed into the opposite lane, period. It was struck a second time and then hit a third time by a third car, period. At that point, the vehicle spun and hit a chain-link fence, period. New paragraph. Her right hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It was treated with physical therapy as well as medicine, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It occurs about 3 hours per day, period. It is described as a stinging pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The scar in her buttocks is described as on the left side, period. It is described as 3 to 4 inches in length and 1 inch wide, period. It is unsightly and hypertrophic per the patient, period. It is visible with a swimsuit, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to the emergency room, period. She was treated and released. They did x-rays and CAT scans, period. The next few days she was seen at IU Women's Center. She saw a doctor and referred to physical therapy at IU about 8 times, period. She also had physical therapy in Michigan once, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with sports, comma, exercising, comma, volleyball, comma, weightlifting, comma, yoga, comma, lifting over 75 pounds, comma, walking over 1 mile, comma, standing over 3 hours, comma, sleeping, comma, wearing a bathing suit and some dresses, period. New paragraph. Medications include birth control and over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercises, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is unremarkable. That's past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right hip in the past, period. The patient never injured her buttocks in the past, period. The patient never had a scar on her buttocks in the past, period. The patient never had unsightly scars anywhere on her body in the past, period. The patient was never in a serious or minor automobile accident, period. The patient never had work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is self-employed as an entrepreneur, period. She did miss 2 weeks of work as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Indianapolis EMS report, November 6, 2021. Patient was restrained rear passenger, period. Complains of right hip pain and abrasion to left buttocks noted with minimal bleeding, period. Emergency room report Eskenazi, 23-year-old female who presents the emergency room department for evaluation of right hip pain, status post MVC, period. On physical examination, several abnormalities, including right hip pain, comma, right hip pain with rotation, comma, and abrasions to the left buttocks, period. Procedures, x-rays of the hip, CT of the hip. CT of the hip without contrast, no acute fracture. X-rays of the hip, no acute fracture or dislocation, period. They gave her Tylenol, comma, Motrin, comma, Tdap, comma, and Robaxin, period. Their problem was right hip pain, status post MVC. Diagnoses included right hip pain and abrasion of skin, period. Medications given for home were bacitracin, comma, Robaxin, comma, and naprosyn, period. States 23-year-old female who presents with right hip pain and abrasions to buttocks after MVC this morning, period. Mild tenderness to the right hip area, period. Pain is worse with movement of the hip, period. She has an abrasion to the bilateral buttocks, period. She states she thinks some broken glass caused the abrasion, period. My impression is right hip pain and abrasions to buttocks, period. Patient with significant right hip pain after negative x-ray, so CT ordered, period. Indiana University Health, December 3rd, 2021, outpatient physical therapy evaluation. Diagnosis is right groin pain, status post MVA. Initial evaluation done December 5th, 2021. The rehab note states was an MVA on November 6, 2021, was the rear passenger seat with seatbelt on, period. Pain with certain motions, period. To the anterior hip slash groin region, period. Range of motion noted at end of range adduction on the right ADD. So pain noted at end range adduction on the right, period. Extension, minimal scratch extension. Minimal tightness in the bilateral hamstring, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me through video, the patient presented with a normal gait, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. There's tenderness and pain involving the right lateral and anterior hip region, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right hip, period. Flexion was diminished by 14 degrees. And adduction, ADD, adduction diminished by 6 degrees, period. There was normal range of motion of the left hip, period. The patient reported an unsightly and hypertrophic scar involving the buttocks region, but was unable to show this to me on physical examination, as she was not in a private, secure place to demonstrate this abnormality, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, right hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number 2, abrasions and reported unsightly hypertrophic scar of the left buttocks, period. Period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following two impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right hip, utilizing Table 16-4, the patient qualifies for a 4% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. In relationship to the trauma to the buttocks, utilizing Table 8-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the right hip for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right hip region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in the right hip would cost $1,800, period. The scars be verified as the patient states. Plastic surgical scar revision on the buttocks would be warranted, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Consideration for an MRI of the right hip would be $2,000, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.